Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. I was recuperating. I'm a little down, a little under the weather. So I was trying to stay in, Chris, and get some rare rest. Okay. You know me, I'm usually always on the move. But how was Easter? Did you guys go to church and then have family dinner? Was that good?
We actually went to church over in your old stomping grounds.
Where, in Jamaica Queens?
Jamaica Queens.
My goodness
gracious.
At the
church I got married at.
We called it the Triangle Church,
yep,
Chris.
Yep.
The Triangle. You got married right there. That's literally 3 blocks from my house. Walking.
Wow.
That's three
wow.
blocks from my house.
Yeah, yeah. So we went there for Sunday service. It was great.
And, was it a full house? All the sinners?
It was packed.
All the sinners who hadn't been there all year, they
well,
showed
they,
up.
My mother-in-law goes there. That's her church. So
right.
She did say it was way more people than
I
usual.
I know it. You know that.
So, yeah, but it was good. And then we did go out to eat afterwards at Capitol Grill. Woo! That was delicious.
It was good.
Man,
and
I'm
the bill,
guy. It
Chris.
Was good. Yeah, the bill was
But that's
of course
good.
I got stuck with the Bill.
You got the Bill, but Chris, it's so good. Am I right? Seriously. Oh, Capital Grill, so
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
And I do want to send one other thing today, Chris. Our buddy David Justice joined me at my baseball writing class at USC today. He was great. Stayed the whole class. Talked to him about building relationships between players and writers and whatnot. It was really good. So, good
That's
day.
Good.
Yep.
That's good.
All right.
But let's introduce the iCouple crew. The super producer, Rob G, is out. So, in for him is Ryan.
So, is it a holiday today?
It is.
It's a company
it
holiday?
We get comp time for this.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it.
Also, of course, you just heard Steve DeSager, who is on the updates.
USC Chris
yes. is in for DJ Alex Teicher. Wow, he got his own Superman music.
There you go, USC
Superhero
Chris.
Superhero music, yes, well, all right.
It's just the USC music.
That's it.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And for people who don't know, USC Chris was one of my former students at USC. And look at the stardom that he has. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm just patting myself on the back.
And on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunya. All right, Rob, let's get to it. I believe tonight, and it may be eclipsed within the week, but tonight is the biggest night in the history of women's college basketball. You have two tremendous matchups. And all the eyes of basketball America are going to be on these games. Didn't last year's championship game, LSU, Iowa, draw like 10,000 fans or viewers roughly? This is
you said
expected,
10 million? Did you
mean? I'm sorry, 10 million. This is expected to eclipse that. And that, of course, is Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, the number one seed, against LSU, the defending champions, and led by Angel Reese.
But last year was a rout.
The number three seed. Yeah, they won by 17. And so, of course, this year, Iowa's the higher seed. They're the favorites. And then, Rob, as if that's not enough, then the nightcap, UConn, obviously the traditional power, led by Paige Beckers, one of the best players
against
in the country.
USC?
Against USC and Juju Watkins, the best freshman in the country for sure.
Who's already on pace, for people don't know, to be the all-time leading scorer. If she plays her 4 years and isn't, you know, hurt or anything, she's already done more her rookie year than Caitlin, yes. Which is incredible when you think about that.
So, Rob, do you agree with me that this is the biggest night in women's college basketball?
Yes, because this is Caitlin. She could punch her ticket not only to the championship, right?
To the Final Four.
Final Four, but to the NBA, too. Oh, I'm sorry. That's something wrong with them. Just go ahead.
Don't let's have a serious conversation.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's – thank you. No, it's a big night. I mean, it's a big night, and Caitlin actually has to win. I think
so. You're saying this is a must win for her.
Must win.
Wow.
And I say it from the standpoint of because that will be the dart, the demerit, the thing that they'll hold against her. Like, you were great. You put up all these numbers. Couldn't win. And I think that when you talk about all time great, and Chris, I bring it up all the time. If you don't win, it's hard for somebody to call you the greatest of all time. It just is. I don't think it sounds right or feels right if you haven't won something. And I think she needs to win a national championship. I do.
I totally disagree. Now, what is a good point is, do you have to win something to be? Because we're talking about her. We're talking about, is she the greatest college player ever? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Cheryl Miller, she won a couple, right? And you, I would think my mind goes to Cheryl Miller when I think of the greatest ever.
I'm just saying, like, if people wanted to make an argument for her, Chris, it's almost impossible to make that argument if you don't win. That's
here's why I. And these guys aren't considered GOATs because I don't think she has to win. I think talent-wise, LSU, which obviously is the defending champion, they have more talent team-wide. Also, Rob, and one of the interesting things about Caitlin Clark in this run is that she has been compared to men, which we've never seen with women's college basketball. Whether it's Ice Cube asking her or offering $5 million for her to play in the Big Three, you saying you think she could play in the NBA, as ridiculous as it might be, you said it, you believe it, I guess. But also, Rob, when she broke the scoring record, people threw in, well, she's breaking Pistol Pete's record for all-time lead scorer. We've never compared women's sports to the men's records like that. So that's one of the interesting things, is she's being compared to men.
But I think, Chris, also, though, what woman broke the all-time scoring record in college that they would even compare?
I'm sure there might be other. What about the assist? I don't know, but the assist record, the rebound record, like,
okay,
I don't even understand why they did that. Because I bet she's not the NAIA. Is she the NAIA scoring champion?
Yeah, but they don't even count that. Remember
but
that
it's
guy?
Still college basketball.
No, I know, but they don't count.
What about Division II, Division III? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Do you remember that guy from Detroit who played 6 years, who was going to break Pistol Pete's? He came up short. Do you remember that? And they were debating whether or not that they were even going to count. He played 6 years, and he wound up having a terrible night and falling short. But people were saying he gonna take that record from Pistol Pete, and he played for 6 years and all the other stuff. I mean, I'm just saying, right. There was questions about it because of it. But I don't remember of a woman ever having the all-time record in anything. I bet you
some of the crossover sports, tennis, some of the track and field, like a number of records you brought. Like I'm sure there are some things that women have. In their sport have won more than men or accumulated more than men, but we've never compared it like that. I make that point for this reason, Rob. There are plenty of all-time great, not only NBA players, but college players that played 3 and 4 years that never won championships. Heck, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, none of them even reached the Final Four.
Yeah, but they're
and
not.
And we never
not,
held it against them.
No, I'm not holding it against them.
Akeem Olajuwon and Larry Bird.
No.
They didn't win championships.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about just in general, but if you want to put her up there and call her the greatest women's college player.
I don't know who's saying that.
I'm just saying
if
that's your argument for her because she's the all-time leading scorer.
That means nothing to me. Nobody thought Pistol Pete was the best college
player. No, I'm just saying, and if she were to win this year, say that she beats them. She wins. They're the favorites, I know.
She
but
definitely
they win.
Gains something
she
if
will
she
gain, and if they win a national championship coming off the year she has, you can make a case for her is all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
That's
but
all
my
I'm
point
saying.
Is, I agree, if you're talking strictly GOAT, I'm not talking strictly GOAT.
Okay, you just mean in
general. I'm talking about just with the hype that she's gotten, you know, the publicity, the fans, the viewership, again, the comparisons to men, all of that, does she need to win? And I would say no, because we've seen men get that type of hype, and they haven't won, and no one's held it against them. That's why I say I'm not going to hold her to a higher standard than Tim Duncan.
Yeah, but the difference between her and Tim Duncan is where she is in her place in college basketball. Tim Duncan was never in that space. And that's the difference, Chris.
He was the number one pick, obviously, but he wasn't. There's only a handful that have been like her.
No,
Bird,
I know.
Bird probably didn't get quite as much.
Not at Indiana State.
Because he was at a smaller school.
Right, at Indiana State. If he was at Indiana, Chris, it probably would be different. And the other thing is, Bird and Magic in the greatest college basketball game ever, and Bird lost, I get it. Magic and Greg Kelser, they won it for Michigan State. And I don't think that people held it against because it was a smaller school for Bird. And he's the one who single-handedly put them
out
there.
But that's the same as Caitlin Clark.
put them out there.
It's very similar. Now, Angel Reese is not comparable, as great as she is, to Magic Johnson.
No. It's not the same.
The talent discrepancy between LSU's roster, I believe, and Iowa's roster, it is similar to Bird in that they've got one transcendent star who's kind of carrying a team. And look, Iowa's had a pretty good program before Caitlin Clark got there. They weren't like Indiana State or anything. They were a good, really good program, but not a UConn or, you know, Tennessee or LSU or Baylor or something like that.
And the number for that is still mind-boggling, isn't it?
But TV, it's a whole different
right.
Era.
It's a different. I mean, I'm just saying, but the TV
it was
rating,
three channels,
right? and like one in three households had that game on.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And that back then, like
which
you
makes
said,
sense because it was only three channels.
Right.
So
it wasn't 500 channels with 400 right. with nothing on them, which is the worst part.
Right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Is tonight a must-win for Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes as they take on LSU, the defending champions? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. And it's all sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. Huge night. Maybe the biggest ever in college women's college basketball. LSU versus Iowa. Does Caitlin Clark of Iowa have to win the night to justify the hype? Your thoughts?
Let's go to Lou in Allentown. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Is this the Billy Joel Allentown, Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir. The same as in the dumb song.
I love that song.
Oh, you don't like the song?
You don't like Allentown?
Good for you. You can have it.
Chris, you like Allentown, don't you?
No, I like it. I was asking the listener.
Yeah, okay.
You don't. Wow.
All right, go ahead, Lou.
Okay.
You said she has to win tonight to be great or get enough. She's a really, really, really good player. She ain't the greatest. Candace Parker was better. Lisa Leslie was better. Diana Taurasi was better. Bronny Stewart better. You guys always want to get the best of everything. LeBron James, Michael
What
Jordan,
made them better? What made them better?
What made them better? Because they played really good. Dr. J, I don't think
I'm talking about these women you mentioned. Because I got to be honest, I don't know that they're better.
If you don't think Bronny Stewart's better, then
like in college, I mean,
she can't play any other position down low. She ain't going down low.
Well, she's a point guard.
She's a guard.
Or a two guard. Right.
She's a guard.
She don't need to go down low.
You can't ask her to do
she
stuff.
She leads the nation in assists and scoring.
I mean, you got to look at those things. And thanks, Lou. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I just need a reason for that, Rob. Yeah. You make a statement that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You
got to
say why. Right.
Yeah, tell me why.
Right. Neil in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Neil?
Oh, this is Leo, Rob.
Oh, Leo. Okay.
What up, Leo?
It's
How you
good.
Doing, man?
It's all right. What's up, buddy?
Now chilling. You know,
long time, man. Where you been? You good?
It's been a minute, but, you know, there's three things for sure in this country. Death tax and listening to the Odd Couple.
There
always
you go, my man.
From day one.
Iowa up 12-4, jumping out quickly. All right, what you got, Leo?
But, Chris, clearly you don't listen to other shows, even on FS1, because the show that comes after First Thing First Speak, they were talking about her being the GOAT. They're talking about that in First Take. And
that's one show. That don't mean everybody's talking about it, but that's all right. But go ahead.
First Take brought it up. SportsCenter brought it up last week. And, you know, if we're talking GOAT status, she needs a championship at least.
That's all I was saying, yeah.
Exactly. But if you just want to talk about her being a great player, Chris, you're right. She just needs to, you know, perform well. She had the stats. She had the career. We can't actually question her resume. But if you talk about GOAT status, she needs a championship for
sure.
No,
I get. If you get in a big argument about who's the greatest college player.
Yeah, and she doesn't have anything. Yeah. It's hard to make a case for her.
I understand that.
That's it.
But I will say that a lot of the other players in the discussion, not all, but a lot of them went to like UConn, you know, powerhouses, Tennessee, where they had, you know what I mean? I get it, because you're right. We talk about it with the men all the time. Well, did you win the championship?
Right. Part of the equation. Not, yeah. What are we talking about? When you nitpick about how somebody's this or that, that's got to be in the equation.
Yeah,
Andre.
That's fair.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I'm of the camp that this is the greatest night in women's college basketball history just because of the magnitude of the two matchups that we have before us. Now, to start us off, Kim Mulkey is gambling, in my opinion. She's going man coverage on Caitlin Clark, put Van Lith, who's not their best defender, and Iowa's already off to a fast start. They didn't already score.
Yeah, that I was noticing that. Like, wow, that's who they put
maybe
on
she should have read the L.A. Times and they had the game plan in there, no?
So I'm
well, Larry Bird used to get offended when they put white players on him.
Yes, they were like, "What is this?"
She feels that way.
Yeah. Racist.
Yes, there you go. Very nice.
Hey, that's Bird said that. All right, go ahead.
No. So we'll see the gamesmanship, but they don't let Caitlin Clark get out the bag early, so she's already got a rhythm. The question's going to be, will these waves of defenders that Mulkey's going
to
throw?
The question is, does she need to win? Yes. We don't need a breakdown, Andrea, the game, each team's game plan.
He does need to win. And back to your point about the other call is the reason this is the greatest night in women's college basketball. I'm not convinced she's a better pound-for-pound player and scorer than Juju Watkins and what you're going to see in the second matchup. And the player that Juju reminds me of is who I feel is the greatest, that's Cheryl Miller out of USC. And so if Caitlin can get this W, get in the Final Four, and then make some noise against very talented teams, I'm talking about Dawn Staley's South Carolina, that's the championship everybody wants, then I'll step back and she can be in the all-time greatest conversation at 1 or 2. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Dre. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Dre.
Emmett in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Emmett?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you, buddy? You always sound good and chipper, like life is good.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great, man. Just, you know, shout out to Birch and Chris in the back. You know, they're, you know, great guys.
They're hanging in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I just wanted to say on this Caitlin Clark stuff, I mean, in my opinion, she's proven a lot by, like, breaking all these records and all that. I wasn't alive to speak, you know, to, like, go, like, all the way back in the day of these greatest college basketball players, of all time. But in my opinion, I mean, if you want to back up your skills, how do you do that? Winning. And also, I want to say that Caitlin Clark, I think just because of how people are and, like, how the internet is nowadays, just of her being a woman, she's going to get held to, like, a higher standard in basketball because people don't really like to see women's sports, like, do success. Like, there's a lot of hate going on. So I think Caitlin Clark, they know that deep down. That's why, I mean, like Chris was saying, they're off to a fast start of, you know, what's the score now, Broussard? Like, has it changed?
12-4, last 12-4, I think.
Yeah, the last time we looked at it. They're at a commercial break now.
She's off to a very fast start. I mean, I just
17-9. I'm sorry, 17-9.
Oh, 17-9. All right. And, I mean, LSU, I think that they could be, like, a little bit more of a deeper team. So if she wins this, I think, you know, she's really proven herself. And like the other callers are saying, this is the greatest night in women's college basketball history. I don't think we've had this much buzz around a women's sporting event in a very long time. And
my opinion, the last time, and I'm probably forgetting something, admittedly. But, Rob, I think tennis with Serena and Venus playing each other.
Yeah.
But I
that's a good one.
Again, I might be missing something. But
how about the Women's Soccer World Cup? Like any of those? Like those are big, Chris. Like those got huge ratings, right? And they won.
But that was more ratings. Overseas, I feel like.
No,
like
I know. But it was the women, though. And they, do you remember?
Yeah, they're big here. You know,
the women's team got a lot of love for that. Yeah. I think that was huge, and I don't know what the numbers were, but I know it did
numbers just
really
the soccer
well.
Does really well. Yeah, I think the numbers probably were huge, but yeah, I mean that's I feel like this is bigger, just but you know that's a good point. I mean the women's soccer team obviously is big. So all right, speaking of basketball, a certain superstar is on his way back. How will that upset the NBA playoffs coming up?
NBA apple cart playoffs.
Yeah, right. That's next. But first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Doing well. Yourself? Sounding
great.
Better?
Yes. You know, I was a little bit under the weather.
Rest is a
better.
Good thing.
You know what? That's what I did all weekend long.
Does
I
a
did.
Body good. It good does, for you. Really. Good choice. LSU Tigers shooting 50% from the floor and trailing 20-14 to one seed Iowa. 5 minutes left in the first quarter of this regional final in Albany, New York. So far, the Iowa Hawkeyes are 8 of 11 shooting from the floor. 8 points for Caitlin Clark, who last game, by the way, against Colorado had 29 points and 15 assists. Iowa's a one seed in the tournament for the first time since 1992. Coming up in a couple hours, the other regional final in Portland, Oregon. One seed USC against Connecticut. And maybe you've heard about the three-point line the last few days in Portland. They finally corrected it. It turned out to be 9 inches shorter than the other
what?
One on the other side of the court.
That's crazy.
It has been
well,
crazy.
At least each team got, you know,
yeah,
one
each half.
Yeah.
That's what they asked the two coaches when they found out about, hey, we got a game coming up today. You want to play on this? You want us to correct it now? How long is it going to be? Probably over an hour. Oh, for crying out loud. Let's just play.
So they're just playing with it. Wow.
They did yesterday. Yeah. They didn't. Nobody seemed to notice it the previous 2 days in Portland.
9 inches is a lot.
I've come up short before, but not that much.
Once we talked about, in fact, last night on the show with Even from Salon, we were talking about this. Once they pointed it out and showed the NCAA statement on the air, you looked at the court in Portland and said, that is noticeable. My goodness, this one is much closer to the top of the key.
How
than
does that
other.
Happen? It's
That's
supposed
what
to
I'm
measure
saying.
It.
You should be a,
That's
but you
terrible.
Should be a, I'm looking at the game right now between LSU and Iowa. And maybe, I don't know what the color the court is in Portland, but this is two different colors.
Yes.
So you would be able to really tell,
yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Oh, that line's a lot closer.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, I told you that Caitlin Clark went to the same high school I went to in Des Moines, Iowa. When granted, I was there a while ago.
A long time ago. Well,
right.
There's only two high schools in Des Moines, right?
No, eight. They had eight.
Really?
They had eight high, yeah.
You know how many high schools in New York City, Chris?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
91 high schools. Can you believe that?
I'm surprised it's only that. I thought it was
91
more than that.
In the city. Go ahead.
Well, but when I was in, and this was, you know, I graduated in 1986 from a different high school once I moved to Cleveland, but still, the class of 86. Rob, the girls, it was one of the last states, maybe the last state. When I lived in Iowa and went to Dowling High School, the girls in Iowa played 3-on-3 basketball.
That's unbelievable.
Have you ever seen that?
No. And how long were the games? Four minute quarters? Is that what it was?
Right. I don't remember, to be honest. I assume they were the same.
You know what I can't get over? Like when
they had 3-on-3. It was like, so some girls, all they did was play defense.
Right.
I was like, man, you really love basketball. Because there's no way I'm only playing defense.
Like they couldn't shoot, right? They weren't allowed
to
shoot?
They didn't work. They never worked. Because it was literally one half of the court was my three offensive players versus your three defensive players. And if they got a rebound or whatever, they pass it to half court. And then it was our three offensive players against your three defense.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I got
like,
it. I got it.
So it was basically two
teams on each side.
Games,
right, I understand.
3-on-3 half court games. Yeah.
Right, I get it. Okay, wow. That's
crazy.
Man.
Yeah, so I don't know when they switched.
I never saw that. I didn't ever heard
I
that.
Had never. My mom played basketball in high school. I mean, that's way back. And they played that way, too. So I think women all over at one point played 3-on-3 like that.
Your mom played basketball? She's
yeah,
not
I know.
That
you know how my mom is 4'8".
She
was
played
nice,
basketball?
Though. Nice in high school. You
at 4'8"?
Yes, 4'8".
Oh, wow.
She was nice, too. I mean, you know, you see me play, so you know she was nice.
Oh, she was nice. Hey, I would take her on like I took on Nancy Lieberman. Tell your mom to lace up.
You could probably beat my mom. Small ball and all.
Yes.
Still would win that one. Rob, all right, NBA Joel Embiid, Rob, reports that he could come back tomorrow.
I'm a little shocked by this.
Yeah, well, are you in that camp? There are those. I'm not. I think if you know, he's got a clean bill of health, by all means, bring him back. Are you in that camp where you'd rather just kind of hold him out and wait till next year?
If he's healthy, I've always been that, Chris. I think he should play, but it seems fast. It seems a little fast, but if he's ready, I'm not going to change that. If he's really completely healthy, this is not the Kevin Durant when we were skeptical of Kevin Durant going out there. You remember
right.
that? Like,
right.
that was different because we didn't think he was healthy already.
Right.
And we were right, first guessed it. Now, in this case, if he is healthy and there are no chances, Chris, of them having him re-injure himself or do damage to himself, that's the only way I would be against it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
If he talked his way into the lineup, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Don't, if he's begging you, I'm all right, I may.
No.
But you feel like he's not ready, absolutely. You know, the argument for bringing him back, first of all, I just think if he's healthy, he should play, right?
I agree with that, if right? he's healthy.
But also, Rob, and people don't want to hear this in Philly, we all know how injury prone he is. And who knows how many chances he's going to have or Philly's going to have. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying you just throw caution to the wind, but I am saying you don't just sit him out when he's healthy. If the doctors have cleared him and he's able to play and he wants to, play him. And I'll tell you what, Rob, you know what's amazing? Joel Embiid was playing the best basketball in the league as far as I'm concerned before he got hurt. And Rob, with him, the Sixers were 26-8. That's a 62-win pace, which would have been second only to the Celtics had they kept it up. Without him, Rob, 14-27.
Wow, what a drop.
I mean, that is a huge fall off. But how they're the eighth seed right now in the East. And I'm going to be honest. I think Boston would beat them, clearly. I think Miami could beat them. I'm not saying they would or that I'd necessarily pick them, but the way Miami plays, as smart as they are, as gritty and tough as they are, I think that would be problematic. They could give Philly some problems. Outside of that, I'm not saying I'd pick them over Milwaukee, but Rob, any other team in the East, I think would really have to be wary of the Sixers with Joel Embiid back.
I'm not sure of that from the standpoint of, Chris, he's been out a long time, and I'm not saying. And the other part is his numbers in the postseason aren't great. So
right.
I wouldn't look at them as like, oh, my God, if he's there, they're going to run the table. I don't believe that. I don't.
Well, that's a good point. And I think, hopefully we're going to get this question answered because, Rob, I've wondered, and you're talking about his scoring goes down about 3 points from like 27 for his career to 24. His shooting percentage both from three.
And last year, wasn't it even worse than that? Was it like 10 points?
Yeah, last year it was astronomical.
It was big, a big number, right?
I have it for you here in a minute. But in the regular season, Rob, last year he averaged 33 points a game. In the playoffs, it went down to 23.
Wow.
You just can't have that. And a big man like that, he shot 43% from the field in the playoffs, 53% in the regular season. So it was dramatic. And so the question that I think will be hopefully answered, Rob, is have Embiid's playoff struggles been kind of nerves? If you like, you might look at, say, James Harden, right? Or has it been, man, by the time he gets to the playoffs, dude is on one leg. You know, because he usually misses a game or two here or there. And a lot of these games, I think when he's played, he's also been banged up. You know what I mean? And so he might play, but he's still only 80%. So this, a lot of people are saying one of the benefits of this could be, you know what? He's going to be fresh. He's going to be fresh. And
no,
so,
I get that thinking.
We'll see, yeah.
But he could be fresh and rusty.
Yeah, when they got seven games, and I think that'll be
and
good.
And that's probably why, if they're going to do it, you got to get them in there, Chris, because you can't start them in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Now, Rob, LSU has had a terrific run, 10-0 run in less than 3 minutes to pull ahead 31-26 in the final moments of the first quarter. Caitlin Clark's had some bad turnovers. She's just made some bad entry passes in the half-court offense that have been stolen and returned, you know, or taken in for breakaway layup. So Iowa on the ropes early, but LSU has taken command of this game early, 31-26 at the end of one quarter. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Of course, Shekel City's next. And Rob, NC State on a magical run.
Yes, Jim Valvano. I remember when it happened, Chris, originally with Jim Valvano on NC State.
Yes, we'll get into that next.
Who could ever forget that, man?
Oh, no. But this is unbelievable what's going on. We'll get into that next. And now, of course, Shekel City. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios with the Odd Couple. And just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players, the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store. Today is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, here we go. A little Shekel City. I'm going to go best bet. I'm taking the Boston Red Sox minus 1.5 runs. They're in Oakland to take on the A's, so I'll take the Red Sox minus 1.5. Also going to take the Yankees at 4-0 against Arizona, Chris, 3-1. I'm going to take the Yankees minus 1.5 on the road. So they're giving the Yankees a great start. Soto's been great for them so far.
Soto, man.
He's been monster. Catches, Chris, throws, yep. Home runs, game-winning hits. The first four games have been a dream for him to start in the Bronx. And I'm taking the Suns plus 1.5. They're in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. So I got the Suns plus 1.5 points, Chris. I got the Yankees minus 1.5 runs. And the Red Sox minus 1.5 runs in Oakland in an intimate gathering tonight at the Coliseum. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. And Rob, the Cinderella, there is one Cinderella in the men's Final Four. And it unbelievably, Rob, it is the Cinderella of 41 years ago, which did go all the way to win the championship. And that's North Carolina State. So you got North Carolina State, the 11th seed, Rob, facing number one seed Purdue on one side of the bracket. And the winner of that will take on UConn, Alabama. The winner of UConn, Alabama. UConn, a one seed, Alabama, 4. And Angel Reese out of the game, Rob. Looks like a little bit of
an ankle, Chris.
Yeah,
I think
ankle.
Steve just said
she collided with Clark, too, Caitlin Clark. So LSU up 4 early in the second quarter. But anyway, Rob, this NC State team, it is the similarities to Jim Valvano's 1983 NC State team, Rob, that won the national championship over Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, all those great players,
man,
from Houston. Phi Slamma Jamma. Rob, the similarities are unbelievable. Starting with this, neither that NC State team in 83 or this year's NC State team would have made the NCAA tournament
without the play-in,
Rob, without winning the ACC tournament. And ironically, both teams, Rob, when the tournament, the ACC tournament began, both of them had 17 wins.
Wow.
Think about that. And this NC State team this year has won 9 straight games now, and they've taken down NC State or North Carolina, which was the number one seed, Duke, which was a 4 seed, Marquette, a 2 seed. Like, they've been rolling. And they've beaten Duke twice, actually. And
this ain't Duke's Duke. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, Rob, this is interesting. Purdue, of course, has Zach Edey. We'll get into that a little bit later. But, yeah, what do you think about this NC State team? And is this a Cinderella situation you would like to see come to pass?
Yeah, I mean.
And go all the way.
I think
you got one blue blood really in UConn, but two big schools, right? Purdue and Alabama.
Right. But it would be, Chris. I know this sounds crazy. I don't know if I want NC State to have another miracle that they had with Jim Valvano.
Really?
Yeah, I know that sounds crazy.
You feel like it takes away from Valvano?
Yes.
Like, I mean, that, just the, you
just,
know.
Just because that's such an iconic moment and him running around on the court afterwards and, the basket, just the way it ended. You know what I mean? It's like it's a once
it
in a
ended on that outlet, like,
right,
offensive rebound.
Which is just an
Lorenzo
unbelievable
Charles,
Lorenzo yep. Charles right at the hoop. And I don't know if I want NC State to win again.
You never want them to win again, or you just don't want them to win in Cinderella fashion?
That's a good question. Maybe it's I don't want to see them win while I'm still alive. How's that? They could win after I'm gone. No, but wow. But do you know that moment, Chris? I don't know why that moment of all, like a lot of college basketball, there's some great, really great moments. But that was one that was shocking, wasn't it? Come on, that was shocking.
Oh, it was, completely shocking.
That was a complete shock. Like, people were stunned when that game was over. Like,
well, everybody talking about how dominant this UConn team has been. I mean, that Houston team.
They were supposed to win easily. They were supposed to win easily.
They had, Hakeem Olajuwon, who obviously went on to become one of the greatest players
and
ever.
And win two championships in the NBA.
In the NBA, right. But with him, Rob, was they had Clyde Drexler, who also went on to become a Hall of Fame NBA player.
And who was drafted ahead of Michael Jordan. How's that? No, I wasn't thinking. Thinking of?
Sam Bowie. The reason they drafted Portland
is because they had
Drexler.
That's why I got mixed up.
And interestingly, Rob, Drexler told me he was telling him, go ahead and draft Jordan.
Really?
He wasn't like, I didn't get the impression he was like really pushing them to.
But he wasn't.
But he was like,
it.
Hey, we could play together. Yeah, yeah. He was like, we could definitely play together.
But Sam Bowie was a really good, he got hurt a lot at Kentucky, but
yeah,
he was a tremendous
easy to
passer.
Look back right. And say, wow, they were crazy. But yep. You know, you're right, Rob. I mean,
he was a good player.
Yeah, yeah. He just couldn't stay healthy. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it. Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.